Right now, there's no provision for mandating residency for cops, although there was a 7-year requirement in a contract which expired last year. That contract is a separate and related issue because members of the council have some ideas about what they want in a replacement contract, and they have final approval. Police critics see residency as a key issue in changing the police department and policing in Buffalo. Council member Rashid Wyatt says they are interconnected.
Myriad of issues that must be addressed. When we talk about residency and we're giving, we have a contract in which officers, depending on their status, are able to drive out to Orchard Park with a city vehicle, with city gas, on a taxpayer's dime. Oh no, how do we allow that to happen? That doesn't even make any sense.
It was bargained in contract talks a long time ago. Council President Darius Pridgen says some prospective officers think Buffalo is too dangerous to live in and says that's a cop's job to do something about that danger. Activists say officers might be more anxious to do something about violence if it potentially affects them personally. Police are opposed to residency rules. They are pretty standard in suburban communities where prospective police officers have to live in that community. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.